Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Hi, Mr. Whittaker. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Trent. I'm just finishing up an invention for Eugene. He's organizing an event at the homeless shelter in Connellsville.
I hate to break it to you, but cash registers have already been invented.
Oh, well, this is a little different than that. It's a machine that helps organize the names and families of the people who come into the shelter. They get a number, and when it lights up on the panel here, they go up to get their meal.
Cool.
Yeah, it should help with the long lines they have over there right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm almost done. Let's see. I need a 3/8 drill bit. Do you see one around here?
Yeah. Here. Huh. I'll change it.
Oh, good. Thanks. Trent, something on your mind?
You know that show they're putting on at the church?
The one about the fruits of the Spirit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried out for it today.
And I'm guessing it didn't go too well?
Well, I thought it did. Everyone said my audition was really good, but apparently not good enough. I didn't get a part.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Trent. I know that's disappointing.
The thing is, that they put on the same show in Richland last year, and like 50 people got saved. I just wanted to be a part of something that big.
Well, maybe there are other ways you could get involved, like lighting or putting together the program or something like that.
The director asked me if I would be the seating systemizing manager.
Well, that sounds important.
Oh, it's just a fancy title for the guy who sets up chairs.
Well, setting up chairs allows you to be part of the show.
But you don't change lives by setting up chairs. You change lives by playing the fruit of patience.
Huh. So you want to do something big for God?
Yes.
You know what? I have an imagination station adventure that just might be the ticket for you.
Is it about people doing important things?
Well, that's one way of looking at it, yeah. Are you up for it?
Oh, I guess so. I'm not doing anything important here.
Come on.
Computer, ready for adventure.
I just pushed the red button to start, right?
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Pushing the red button.
Launch sequence engaged. Constitution Island, New York, 1860.
Where am I? Whose house am I in?
Oh, hello. You're here early.
I am?
You're here for the Bible study, right?
I guess so. Do you teach it?
Sometimes. I'm Anna Warner, by the way.
I'm Trent. So, this must be a big, important Bible study, huh?
Not really. Just a few of the West Point cadets. Usually 15 or so.
Oh.
Were you expecting something larger?
Well, kind of.
Well, do you want to help me make sandwiches? I always like to have a snack for everyone.
Well, sure. So what else do you do?
Lemonade?
No, I mean, you don't just set up a Bible study at your house, do you? You seem like a person who does a lot of big things, right?
Oh, I don't know about that. I help out my father, write some books with my sister.
You write books? Oh, cool.
I'm not very good at it, I'm afraid.
Oh.
My sister Susan, though, is wonderful at it. She's written some books that have been very successful.
Is she coming?
Not tonight. She's sick. We're working together on a book now, though Susan wrote most of it. We're just writing it for a friend.
Ugh. Oh, no. This is about setting up chairs.
The book?
No, this. Right here. Mr. Whitaker sent me here to show me that even doing the little things like making sandwiches and setting up chairs is important.
Well, we do need to set up chairs before everyone gets here.
Aha! I knew it.
I don't understand.
I think I should go. Now, where is that stop button?
Where are you going?
There it is.
The Bible study is going to start soon.
Ugh, that was a waste of time. But I still wish I could see people doing big things for God. Mr. Whitaker! Mr. Whitaker, are you out there? Computer, what program is currently loaded?
Program name is Small Tasks for God.
I knew it. I wonder. Computer, change program to Important Tasks for God.
Program loaded. Important Tasks for God. Please press the red button to begin.
Ha! Gladly. Now this will be an adventure.
What if your kids could spend 2 weeks in Odyssey? They can with a two-week free trial in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a place for 8 to 12-year-olds and their families to explore endless character-building and faith-filled adventures in an online club. Find over 800 Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas, plus exclusive member episodes, video content, online activities, devotionals, and more. Start your two-week free trial today. Just go to aioclub.org/free trial. It might become your kid's new favorite place.
India, 1913.
Oh. Nice. Smells like spices here.
Help me!
Huh? Oh, with what? What's the matter?
He's coming to get me!
Who?
There you are!
It's too late.
Hey, let go of her! Stop it!
If I have to use chains to keep you from running, then that is what I will do. I'll be back.
What in the world? Here, let me help you.
No, go away. He has already seen you. You'll hurt your beast if you're helping me.
I can't loosen the chain.
Don't try.
I'll try to find someone to help. Can anybody help me? Please.
Boy, over here.
Huh? You've got to help me. A man just chained that girl to a post.
I know. I saw it.
Then why don't you want to help her?
I do. But you're going about it the wrong way.
Then let's get the police. We need to report this.
She is a temple slave. The guards can treat her however they desire.
In a temple? Isn't that like a church?
It is not a temple to the one true God. It is a Hindu temple. Oh, come over here, where we can talk without being noticed.
Okay.
Now, what's your name?
Trent.
I am Amy.
You don't sound like you're from India.
I hail from Ireland, but we mustn't let anyone know that. I'm posing as an Indian woman.
Well, you sure don't look Irish.
I dye my skin with tea bags.
I thought I smelled chamomile.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you going to use this disguise to help that little girl?
Yes, that's why I'm here. To rescue temple slave girls. As you can see, they're treated horribly.
How will you rescue her?
By whatever means necessary. I've helped hundreds escape, but there are thousands more.
And then what? Will she go back to her parents?
More than likely, her parents sold her to this man.
What?
So my friends and I try to find safe places for them to live.
Okay, I want to help. What can I do?
Look back over at the steps. Do you see the guard?
Yeah, he's coming back for the girl.
Right, it's time for a temple ritual. Now once he unchains her, you must distract him. Then I'll try to sneak away with the girl. But we have to be quick, we don't have much time. There! He's unchained her!
I'm on it. Hey, guard! Look at me! I'm going swimming in your holy fountain thing here!
You! Get out of there! That is a sacred temple fountain!
Yeah. That's it. I'm out of here. No, don't stop the adventure now. This is important. Where am I going now?
Solomon C, 1943.
Solomon C? Where's that?
In the Pacific Ocean.
Whoa.
Is there a problem?
Oh, no. Except that it's really dark, and I'm in a really small boat in the middle of a really big ocean. You know, I don't like boats. Or the ocean. Or the dark.
You're in the Navy, sailor. Keep your voice down. You want the Japanese to hear us?
I'm guessing I don't. So are the Japanese after us?
What? You took a little nap during the briefing? We're intercepting the Japanese supply convoys. This lot of water is like a highway for them.
Right.
We have to relay their ship positions back to command headquarters.
Sounds like something big and important.
Quiet, both of you.
What is it, Skipper?
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
What is it?
There's a ship nearby.
How near?
Hard to tell. I can't see a thing.
Don't you have equipment for this kind of thing? Radar or something?
We've been separated from the boats that have radar. Is the ship a friendly?
Can't be. We're the only American ship out here.
So it's Japanese?
Yes.
What do we do?
Keep quiet. Maybe we can hear where it's going.
It's getting closer.
I still don't see anything.
I don't know, Skipper. We're sitting ducks out here. Maybe we should...
It's a destroyer!
We're sinking!
Over the side! Boat! Boat! Boat!
Oh, swimming is another thing I don't like.
The fuel tank! It's gonna burn!
Swim away from the ship! Make for the island! That's 3 miles! We don't have a choice! Now go!
Oh, boy. Where am I? The jungle?
Sailor, bring those coconut branches here.
Oh, yes, sir. Whoa. He got burned pretty bad.
McMahon got the brunt of the explosion. Well, of those who survived.
Is he gonna make it?
Not if we're here much longer. Wrap this cord around that tree. I'll take the other end.
Yes, sir.
We need to rig the branches to shade him. The sun is only making his burns worse. It's amazing it lasted this long. There.
How long have we been here?
It's been 4 days since the wreck. I don't know how much longer we'll last without food.
There's no food?
Not on this island.
Well, wasn't there anybody monitoring us out in the ocean? Can't they come and rescue us?
The ocean is big. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. They've probably given up on us by now.
Skipper! Skipper!
What is it, Ross?
There are two men down on the beach.
Japanese?
No, natives.
They could be working for the Japanese. Might even be scouts.
Well, what do you think, sir? Should we talk to them?
I don't like it. Not without any way to defend ourselves.
No guns?
Maybe you didn't notice, sailor, but it's tough carrying a gun while you're swimming. Still, this could be our only opportunity off this island. We better chance it. Let's go.
There they are, underneath that tree.
I see them.
They look friendly to me.
Let's do this.
Hello there!
Who are you? I don't need the gun!
Wait,
don't
wait,
shoot!
Don't wait,
don't hurt
you! We are from America!
You are American?
Yes, that's us. We're Americans.
Oh, then we're on the same side.
We are?
Yes, we are scouts for the Americans.
Oh, praise God.
My name is Biuko.
I'm Jack. This is Ross and Trent.
Hello.
There are 9 more of our soldiers back at the jungle. We need to get a message to the Americans.
The American base is nearly 40 miles from here by canoe. I will go at first light tomorrow.
What about the Japanese patrols?
I will try to avoid them.
Thank you. And please hurry. My men won't last much longer.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
1860.
What am I doing back in this house? This was the boring story.
You're back.
Hi. Miss Warner, right?
That's right. Last time you were early and now you're late. The study ended an hour ago.
Oh. Then what am I doing here?
I was thinking I should be asking you that. But I suppose I should simply thank you for giving me a break.
A break from what?
I've been working on a song for this book I'm writing with Susan. And, well, I don't know. It's not going very well.
May I read it?
There's not much to see. It's a simple song. Too simple, most likely. But that's where my mind went, so that's what I wrote.
What's the song for?
The story is about a little boy who's sick. The boy's Sunday school teacher comes to visit him and encourages him with a song. But, well, I suppose you might as well just read it. Be honest about what you think.
Okay. Let's see. Jesus loves me, this I know. Yeah, I know this song.
How could you know it?
Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Where's the part you wrote?
What do you mean? I just made it up.
Just made it up? Wait, you mean you wrote this? You wrote Jesus Loves Me?
Well, I haven't really titled it.
Do you know how many people will hear this song?
What do you mean?
Kids in churches all over the world will sing it, and everyone will know it.
Oh, that's a nice thought. Can I get you some lemonade?
Trent!
Amy!
Where did you come from?
It's hard to explain. What happened to the girl? Did you rescue her?
I let her answer that.
Hello.
Hi! You made it out. That's great.
Thank you for helping.
Yes. Bakula will not soon forget your kindness. And that temple guard will not soon forget you waiting in the temple fountain.
Well, I was happy to help. So, how did you get her out?
I hid her under my shawl.
And nobody noticed?
Your distraction helped.
Miss Carmichael is very good at what she does.
Miss Carmichael? Wait a minute. Amy Carmichael? I think I've heard of you before.
Hopefully not near the temple. I'd like to keep my identity secret.
Would you like some tea?
Thank you, Bakula.
Thank you for saving my life.
Oh, I hope you'll be safe here.
She will.
I think I will go sit with the other girls.
That sounds like a fine idea, Bakula. I'll have them teach you a song. They know one that will help you sleep peacefully after your ordeal today. It's called Jesus Loves Me.
Yes, Miss Carmichael.
You know Jesus Loves Me?
It is one of my favorites.
I'm getting this now.
God used that song in my life in a powerful way. I grew up in a Christian family, but it wasn't until I was a teenager and I heard Jesus Loves Me that I knew I wanted to follow him, wherever he took me. And India is where he wants me.
Wow. That song had that big of an impact on you?
The love of God had that big of an impact on me. But that song made me realize it.
I wonder if the guys were rescued. What's going on?
Fuyuko is back with the Marines. We're saved.
Excellent.
Hang on, McMahon. Just a few hours and we'll be safe. You're gonna make it.
I am sorry it took us so long. The Japanese patrols, they were closing in on us.
Oh, thanks, Fuyuko.
Thanks.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a long 6 days, but we made it.
Oh, 6 days without food? It was a miracle you survived.
You bet. God saved us.
Yes, thank God. How about a victory song, Ross?
I know just the one. Jesus loves me, this I know.
For the Bible tells me so.
Wait a minute. Yuku, how do you know that song?
Oh, a missionary taught it to our village.
Well, then it's the perfect song. Come on, Lieutenant Kennedy. Come on, everybody.
Jesus loves me. Wait, your name is Kennedy?
That's right. John Fitzgerald Kennedy. But I'm also known as Jack.
No way. You're going to be president someday.
One mission at a time, Sailor.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Welcome back, Trent. I was just coming to check on you.
That was amazing.
I take it you liked the adventure.
I mean, all Anna Warner did was write this short little song in some book that no one's ever heard of. And it changed the world. She impacted slave girls in India and sailors in World War II. Did that really happen to John F. Kennedy?
Oh, yes, yes. He was rescued from a small island in the Pacific, and when they were being rescued, the men sang, "Jesus Loves Me."
Well, I'm glad I switched the adventure so I could see it all.
What makes you think you switched it? Hmm? Maybe that's the way it was planned from the beginning.
Really? You knew I wanted a big, important adventure, didn't you? You knew I'd change it.
Well, I had my suspicions. So the machine was programmed to take you on that journey regardless of how you changed it.
That's pretty sneaky, Mr. Whitaker.
Trent, I know you want to make a big difference for God. But oftentimes that means doing the little things, whatever we can do. And letting Him be the one who decides if they ever become big. But more than anything, He should always receive the glory. Because anything good that happens, happens ultimately because of Him, right?
You're right, Mr. Whitaker. Thanks. Maybe I will set up chairs for the church performance.
That a boy. Oh, and right now, maybe you could help me with another project.
Sure. What's that?
Well, I need help loading my invention into the truck so I can take it down to the homeless shelter.
I'd be happy to help.
Are you sure? It's a pretty insignificant job.
Hey, you never know. It might just change the world.
Most of us want to know that what we're doing each day is important. We like to think that what we're doing is making a difference. But sometimes it doesn't feel like that's true. During those times, it's easy to get discouraged and wonder what we're doing to help the world. In today's story, we heard about how God took a little song and made a powerful impact with its simple message. "Jesus Loves Me" has been heard in every country on the globe, in India, in Ireland, on remote islands, and even, as we heard, by future presidents of the United States. Instead of always looking for big things to do for God, we should be obedient to Him in everything we do. Like Whit said, we should leave it to God to make our actions big. Can you think of any more examples of people who did little things that made a big difference? Or maybe you've done something yourself. Why don't you write and tell us about it? Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's show. It's called Something Significant. And be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Something Significant was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crow, with production assistance from Michael Erb. Our vocal talent included Corey Pagnos, Bettina Bush, Bernadette Sullivan, Chris Edgerly, Gustavo Rex, Jaisha Patel, and Keith Ferguson, with Paul Herlinger as Wit. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.